This is live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lindsay Clancy from the Hitting Tillers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
All right, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Your
Honor. All right. Please.
Thank you. Good morning. Can you please state and spell your name for the record?
Kyle Paveo, K-Y-L-E, last name P-A-V-A-O.
And where do you work?
Massachusetts State Police.
How long have you worked there?
8 years with 18 total law enforcement experience.
So you worked in law enforcement prior to the state police?
Correct.
And what department?
Town of Mattapoisett.
And are you in a specific role or unit at this time?
I was.
What do you do now?
Now I'm a sergeant in field assigned to the Bourne Barracks.
And previously, where were you assigned?
I was a trooper in the cybercrime unit.
How long were you in the cybercrime unit?
Roughly 3.5 years or so.
And what is the cybercrime unit?
It's the state's primary child exploitation unit. Assigned to that, or included in that, is also a forensic branch, which deals with multiple other crimes other than child exploitation.
Would it be accurate to state that you are able to examine digital forensics like computers and phones that are related to other cases?
Yes, correct.
Do you have to have specialized training to be in that unit?
Yes.
What type of specialized training did you have?
So I am a certified forensic computer examiner. I'm a certified forensic Mac examiner. I'm a Cellebrite certified mobile examiner, and I'm a Magnet certified digital video examiner.
What is Cellebrite?
Cellebrite is a company that has proprietary software that parses through data. Most people know it for cell phones. There is a branch that does computers, but it's mostly known for cell phones extracting data and also parsing that data out.
What about Magnet?
Magnet's the same thing. So Magnet is also another proprietary company. They have software, imaging software. They mainly focus on computers. They can do some cell phone stuff, but they primarily focus on computers.
To be certified in Cellebrite and Magnet, did you have to take classes and pass exams?
Yeah, so my forensic computer classes certification is probably like a 6-month long process. It's 2 weeks of schooling down in Florida. Is then a one-on-one peer review for 4 months of practicals of different file systems of computers. Once you get through that, it then is a practical exam. And then once you pass the practical, it turns into a written exam.
Did you have an opportunity to examine the extraction of a Surface Pro that was seized from 47 Summer Street in Duxbury on or about September 16th, 2025?
I did.
And to be clear, the Surface Pro was seized from 47 Duxbury Street in 2023. It was in 2025 that you examined the extraction, correct?
That is correct. I was provided those files.
And what is an extraction?
So these are actually, it's a computer image. Extractions usually typically referred to as cell phones. So this is a computer image. So this was an actual EO1 file, which is an in-case forensic file. So what it does is it copies out the bit-for-bit data on the particular drive that you targeted at. And then the in-case file sort of compresses the forensic image. It also adds some metadata to it. You can type in like case files. It keeps some integrity to it.
So is it basically you take a computer or a cell phone and you make an exact copy of the data that's on that cell phone or computer?
Yes. Computers, yes. Cell phones, no.
But you were working on a computer or a Surface Pro?
Correct.
And so the extraction for the Surface Pro would be a copy of the data that was on the Surface Pro.
Yeah, so the image in this case is a bit-for-bit copy of that drive.
And when you do the extraction or when you view the extraction, are you changing any of the data?
No, that's why we use these types of images, so we don't touch the actual data on that computer.
Did your initial review of the extraction show a visit to a website entitled Suicide Methods on August 23rd, 2022?
It did.
Were you recently asked to look at that visit to that site to get a better understanding of how that website was accessed?
That's correct.
And how did you approach that?
I set a parameter. I went to that artifact that I had previously tagged when I did the initial analysis.
Let me just stop you there.
Sorry.
What's an artifact and what is a tagging?
So an artifact is every single piece of data on that computer is an artifact. So you could, a computer could have 500,000 artifacts, let's say. That's a low end, but as an example. So tagging would be something you would flag that one particular evidence, that one particular artifact as evidence.
So in this case, the artifact was the visit to the website. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then the tagging was just so that you could find it when you went back into the extraction looking for it?
Yes, correct.
And so if you could continue telling us about how you approached that.
So I set a parameter of 12 hours before the visit and then 12 hours after the visit and looked at the correlating other digital artifacts related to that.
And can you tell us what's a Chrome history database?
So that's the a database. Essentially, this is a very slimmed down version of what this is. So if you think of an Excel sheet, and each Excel page is a section of the database. So the database would be the whole thing. And there's a scheme or like a roadmap, let's say, of how these pages interlink with each other. That would be an entire database. Everything pretty much has databases. It's just easy for file expansion and disk saving space and things of that nature.
And what about Chrome Web History Table?
So a table would essentially be the Excel sheet that I explained before. It's a portion of the entire database. That particular one captures, without being a database engineer for Google, who created it, but that table tracks URLs, web page titles, dates and times.
So is it basically a table that you get from the extraction that shows which websites that computer has visited?
Correct. Each table has its own functions on different data it tracks, and then eventually it puts it all together.
And what about a Chrome Web Visits table?
So the visits table tracks things of were the web pages synced to the device? Were they local to the device? Are they typed? Was it generated? Was it gone there through a hyperlink?
So basically, is it a table telling how each website was accessed, whether someone typed in a search for it or clicked a link?
Correct.
And you mentioned a couple different ways, typed, linked, generated. So typed would just be someone typing in the search bar something to search?
Yeah, so typed could be a few different things. So typed would be somebody typed in an exact phrase or word. It also could flag the typed version, flag if you copied and pasted something into the URL address bar.
So if you're looking at a recipe for, say, cookies, and you copied cookies and pasted it into the search bar, would that be considered a typed event?
Yes, correct.
Or if you just typed cookies, that would be a typed event.
Or cookies, or if you typed in, say you put CO for cookies, and then Chrome tried to auto-populate what they think you want to type, that would also create a typed event as well.
And then you mentioned linked. What is a link to access?
Link would be that you clicked on a hyperlink, which brought you to a different page.
And what is a hyperlink?
That would be a word phrasing, and then behind the word phrasing, there is a website coded behind that.
Is that like when you go on a website and there are certain words that are underlined that you can click on and it will take you to another page?
Yes, correct.
Okay. What about generated?
Generated is something that Google would suggest, Chrome would suggest.
Now, what is the Wayback Machine?
The Wayback Machine is a website that is a, created and maintained by the Internet Archive as a company. It's a 501(c) nonprofit. And what that does is it goes out on the internet, it takes snapshots of the internet, web pages all over the entire internet, and then archives that. So you can go back in later. It started like in the mid 90s or so, but it, you can go back to pick a date, pick a year, and you can see what that website looked like at that time, or approximately. It doesn't copy minute for minute, day for day, but you'll get something around the time that you were looking for of what a particular page looked like at that day and time you want to see.
So with regard to this case and looking into how that site, Suicide Methods, was accessed, what did you learn or what did you see?
When I went back?
Yeah. So go ahead.
So I saw the first thing I saw was a Facebook visit at 9:40 that morning.
9:40 a.m. on August 23rd, 2022?
Correct.
And what was the Facebook?
It was, the link was lynn.say. I believe it was 968.
So Lindsay with a dot in between the D and the S, 969?
969, correct.
And after the visit to the lindsay.969 Facebook page, what happened next?
There was a search in Spotify Music for the singer Tom Hall.
What time was that at?
It was shortly after.
Is your memory exhausted?
Yes.
Do you have your report with you? With permission?
That was at 9:42.
So approximately 2 minutes after the Facebook account was accessed?
Correct.
And that website, was that a Wikipedia page?
No, that was Spotify.
Oh, I'm sorry, Music. Spotify. Spotify Music. And then what did you see next?
There was a song off of that search in Spotify.
Was that the That's How I Got to Memphis song?
Yes.
And was that at 9:44 in 18 seconds a.m.?
Yes.
Then what happened next?
There was a Google search for Tom Hall.
And was that at 9:44 in 30 seconds a.m.?
Yes.
And what did you learn from that Google search?
Off of that Google search, there was the Wikipedia page for Tom Hall was visited.
And were you able to use the Wayback website to see what that Tom Hall page on Wikipedia looked like around the time of August 23rd, 2022?
I did.
Is this a copy of that Wikipedia page from the Wayback Machine?
Yes.
We have this marked as the next exhibit.
No objection. All right. I have no objection. Any of the documents?
Is this Tom T. Hall?
Tom Hall, yes.
All right, that may be. Thank you.
Could you see what happened next once the Wikipedia page for Tom Hall was visited?
So I saw there was an anchor on the URL to the death section. So an anchor would be put at the end of a URL, so a web address. So what an anchor does, it's a pound sign followed by a section of that page. So if you think of it as, say you go on your banking website and it lists like a table of contents and it has login, mortgages, rates. If you click on, let's say, rates, it's going to jump all the way down to that page, just to that section. So it's a table of contents that's going to direct you directly to a certain section of the web page.
And so on the Wikipedia, someone clicked on death and it brought them down to that portion?
Correct.
And in the death section, could you tell what happened once the person was in that area of the webpage?
Yes.
What happened there?
So in the description that described, the Wikipedia page described of Tom Hall's death, there was some wording regarding a shooting related to his ultimate suicide. Go ahead.
Showing you what's been marked as 232. This portion here under death where it's self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head is underlined. Is that the portion you're referring to?
Yes, correct.
And that portion there, the underlining, is that what you were describing earlier as a hyperlink that you can click and it takes you somewhere else?
Yeah, so inside that phrasing, there's actually a URL behind that with an anchor as well.
Now, something like that, that type of hyperlink, can you hover over that with the arrow that the mouse directs, hover over that and automatically be taken to that site? Would you actually have to click on that link?
No, you'd have to click on that phrase with the link behind it.
And so, based on your examination of the service pro in that area, was the hyperlink clicked on?
Yes.
And where did the hyperlink bring the person?
We now got to the original artifact I had located, which was the Wikipedia suicide method, but it directed it directly to the shooting section of that page.
Could you tell how long the person spent on that page, the suicide methods page, or how long it was accessed?
No.
Could you tell what time it was accessed?
Yes.
What time was that?
I don't recall the specific time.
Want to look at your report?
At 9:45 a.m.
So 9:45 a.m., the suicide methods page was accessed.
Correct.
And did you use the Wayback Machine to see what it would look like on August 23rd, 2023?
I did.
Is this a copy of what you produced?
Yes.
You can have this marked as the next exhibit.
That may be admitted.
And what could you see happening when from that page?
I observed after that another Wikipedia page that went to the Grafton Bridge.
And was that from a hyperlink within the suicide methods page?
Yes.
Showing you page 8 of Exhibit 233. So within this jumping section is where there was the hyperlink to that bridge.
Correct.
Here?
Yes.
Grafton Bridge. So again, the person had to click on that hyperlink to access Grafton Bridge.
Yes, that would be correct.
Now, you said that the suicide methods page was accessed at 9:45 a.m. What time was the Grafton Bridge webpage accessed?
Yeah, it was shortly after that.
Do you want to look at your report?
At 9:48. Correct.
And so approximately 3 minutes after first accessing the suicide methods page, the hyperlink for the Grafton Bridge is clicked.
Correct.
Was there any other activity besides going to the suicide methods page and then the Grafton Bridge page? Any other activity that you saw within those 3 minutes?
I do not know.
And so did you do the Wayback Machine again for the Grafton Bridge?
I did.
Is this a fair and accurate copy of that page?
Yes.
We could have this marked as Exhibit 234, right. Please.
That that may be admitted.
Exhibit 234. You're not able to tell who's actually at the computer doing all of this, correct?
No.
You can only see what data there is and what's been accessed, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Reddington.
That's it? That's your testimony? That's why you're here today, to talk about a search that was involving Tim Hall?
Sustained, if you could.
Your testimony today is based on that search on August 23rd, right?
Correct.
Of 22, right? And you were working as a state police officer back then, right?
Yes, sir.
And were you attached to the Plymouth County DA's office, or were you working somewhere else?
I was assigned to the cybercrime unit.
And the cybercrime unit works with the DA's office in Plymouth?
The cybercrime unit's own independent statewide unit.
So in the sense that you're independent, it's still the district attorney and his assistant DAs that would reach out to the cybercrime unit and ask for help, right?
Or it could be the troopers assigned to the state police detective unit.
Joshua McGillivray. He was the lead investigator on this case, right?
I assume so.
Okay. So you were tasked to analyze the computer, the Surface Pro computer, right?
Yes, correct.
And by all accounts, that was owned by Pat Clancy. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And it was located in his office, right?
I don't know where it was located.
Okay. It's fair to say that when you analyzed the computer back in September, October of 2025, it was an investigatory role that you were using to locate potential evidence, right?
Correct.
And what is it you were looking for?
I was provided a search warrant with search terms, and that's as far as I knew of the case.
And what were the search terms?
I don't recall specifically, but they were spelled out in the search warrant.
So when you have search terms, you take a person's computer, and then what do? You access it through a device?
So I was provided the images. I never saw the physical computer.
So when you got the images, you were able to load them up onto your computer, I imagine?
Yes, we'll use a tool to help parse through that data, correct.
And then as a result of that, you were able to plug in words that you could search for, right?
Yes.
For example, like suicide?
Suicide would be one.
Drugs?
I mean, I don't think that pertained in this case, but well, that
yeah,
you could search.
It did.
That I don't recall the specific terms in the search warrant.
Okay. So after you did your search for whatever it is that you were looking for, suicide and other, you're unable to tell us what else you looked for, but in any event, you came across this entry on August 23rd, and you indicated that the time frame that you're dealing with on that computer, the Surface Pro computer, was 9:40 in the morning. Is that right?
Can you rephrase that?
Yeah. You can look at your report, too. I mean, if you have documents in front of you, do you have?
I do.
All right, so you can take a look at it. You have a document that's captioned matching results. Is that right?
I do not have that in front of me, but yes.
And would that be the search that you conducted?
Is that the magnet tool report?
I don't know what it is, and I get surgery, and I can battle the state. So it's just what is that?
This is the main page of the forensic tool.
Okay. And looking at the main page of the forensic tool, does it indicate the date is August 23rd?
That's the date of August. This also doesn't. Which
Wait, talking about this highlight here?
Yeah. What does that indicate?
That's a box. That's not that.
All right. So what time?
Cooper, could you keep your voice up or make sure you speak to that microphone?
So that highlight is a bail inbox.
Okay. And that would be the HTTPS. And then underneath that, it makes reference to at some point that you were able to see that Lynn's Facebook account was accessed. That it wasn't even the account, it was actually the homepage, right?
Correct. It navigated to the Facebook person's account.
Okay. So that would tell us that that particular Facebook account was accessed, and then that conducted the search. You just testified to it. At the next thing.
This does not have, this here does not have Facebook, does it?
All right, you can use this if you want. How about this next one? Does that have the Facebook visit?
This one does, yes, correct.
Let's go and take a look.
Both of us.
Yeah, both of us. Blind.
Yes, that'd be right here.
All right. Thank you. Now, just before I move, above that, does that also indicate, like, these two top lines?
That would be a CNBC web visit, which was typed in. And then there's a access to a Google Gmail account.
And whose
inbox.
Google Gmail account was that?
That I don't know. I don't know.
Because those two lines and references to the Google account were not in your report, right? You started off with the Facebook search, if you will.
Yes.
So you started off with Lynn's Facebook that was signed into the homepage on Patrick Clancy's Surface Pro computer, right?
So my tool report has all of the artifacts tagged as evidence.
Okay. So when you tag the actual data from the Surface Pro and the HP laptop as well, right?
Yes, correct.
And your October report back in 22?
25.
So, but nothing changes on the computers. I mean, whatever your searches are and your records don't change over the years, right?
No, as long as it's preserved in that state and the images of that computer will remain the same.
Okay, so, and it's fair to say that with this investigation, obviously, happening back in 2022, that the computers were hermetically sealed and stuck somewhere with an evidence locker to make sure that they're preserved, right?
Yes, that would be best practice. Okay. That would be correct.
So then in October of 25, the district attorney's office asked you to conduct a search of the computer, apparently. Is that right?
The a trooper in the Plymouth State Police Detective Unit reached out.
And that would be McElligan, right?
No, it was not.
Okay. Do you know who it was?
Trooper Justin Paul.
Justin Paul.
Correct.
Okay. And as a result of that, you then prepared your report. And one of the things that you did is you noted that on August 23rd of 2022, at 9:40:08, that there was an access to the Lindsay Facebook account, right?
Oh, there was a visit to that page, correct.
Right. And then that page continued on to look for Tom Hall and you know, Walking to Memphis or whatever and the songs, right?
Yes.
On Spotify?
Yeah, yes, after that was a Spotify.
And then the time frame of that would be that he went and went to a hyperlink that took him to methods of suicide. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, were there any searches on that computer for example, ways to kill?
No, there was not.
To your knowledge, and I understand that you might be stuck with what you investigated, but are you aware that there were any searches from Lindsay Clancy or Patrick Clancy on ways to kill? You ever heard that?
In my initial report back in October, that contains all of the evidence artifacts that I had tagged as evidence and provided, I did not come across that, no.
Right. So basically, what you are leaving with the jury would be that on that date of August 23rd, at approximately 9:40 in the morning, and then carrying forward with jumping from Tom Hall to the Wikipedia account to the underlined name, suicide, jumping to that page, that all occurred between 9:40 and, say, 10 o'clock in the morning, right?
Correct.
Did you know, sir, that on August 23rd, prior to your report indicating the Facebook account, that Mr. Clancy signed in and it was Mr. Clancy's email that accessed the Facebook account for Lindsay Clancy?
I did not.
And that was not included in your report, was it?
No, it was not.
And you know that the Clancys had three children, right?
I do not.
Well, you know that that you were working on a case where Lindsay Clancy was the mother, and she was married to Patrick Clancy, right?
Correct.
And did you know, sir, that on August 23rd of 2022, that two-year-old child was brought by Lindsay to South Shore Health for Dawson's ear recheck, that he had problems with congestion, but no complaints of ear pain, no fever. And that was on August 23rd, 2022, that he was examined at 10:15 in the morning.
I'm not privy to those facts.
So you don't know that Patrick Clancy's email signed into Lindsay Clancy's Facebook account. You're not aware of that, right?
It's whatever the default profile was signed into the Chrome browser.
And then that accessed the Facebook account, which looked up Tom Hall, the singer, right?
Yes, correct.
That then led to the Wikipedia talking about suicide.
That right? is correct.
Led to the Spotify talking about Somewhere in Memphis, whatever the song was, right?
Yes.
And this was all occurring from 9:40 in the morning until, like I said, you know, 10 o'clock thereabouts, right?
Correct.
You tagged actual data from the Surface Pro as well as the HP laptop, right?
I did.
And your October report contained searches from the Surface Pro, right?
Yes.
And you recall, for example, just a representative sample that, and this would be on the Surface Pro computer. Now we're jumping ahead to December 5, not August of 22, December of 22. One of the inquiries of the Google searches was what to do when a psychiatrist overprescribed, right?
Yes.
Searches for medications, right?
Yes.
Including Lamictal, right?
Correct.
Can bipolar disorder be temporary, right?
Yes.
Can benzos reveal bipolar disorder, right?
Yes.
How long are detox programs, right?
Yes.
What is DBT? I'm just saying that's a search. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You may know, I had to look that one up, too.
Okay. Lamictal versus Zoloft. It says Zolofi, but I would suggest it would be Zoloft. That was a search, right?
Yes, correct.
What is mania? It was a search, right?
Yes.
Ketamine for benzo withdrawal. January 18th of 2023 was a search, right?
Yes.
Ketamine therapy on January 18th of 2023, correct?
Yes.
Now, you know, maybe not personally, but you know Steve Verino, who's also a gentleman who does what you do with computers and laptops and stuff, right?
Yes.
Now, you've worked on cases, and you know Steve, you recognize him right here, right?
Yes.
You know that Steve was working with me and Lindsay on accessing information from cell phones and computers, and he actually, through me, reached out about a month ago to the DA's office and raised some questions, correct?
I'm not privy to that.
Oh, Well, the DA reached out to you about a month ago and asked you to revisit your investigation, and as a result of that, you created another report, didn't you?
I did.
And that would just be on July 26th of 26, right?
Yes.
And that was after the DA reached out to you, but didn't tell you it was because we had questions that Mr. Verano asked me to find out about, right?
Yes, I was not privy to that.
So as a result of dealing with the DA in July 26th of 26, you then prepared your report, and the purpose of that report was to find out more details, if you could, pertaining to the, quote, methods of suicide page, right?
Correct.
And in your July 26 report, you then went into detail about your findings, correct?
Yes.
And we would agree that that particular webpage was not a search for methods of suicide. It was actually the Tom Hall and the music, right?
That is correct.
And then the URL shows access to Lindsay's Facebook profile, correct? There is, you accessed and found out that Lindsay's Facebook profile
was a web visit.
Right.
Yes, correct.
But you don't know that it was Lindsay that was actually using that computer to search for Tom Hall, right?
I don't know who was sitting behind that.
You don't know that Patrick Clancy plays the guitar, do you?
I do not.
You don't know that Patrick Clancy is a music aficionado, right?
I do not.
You don't know that Patrick Clancy enjoyed Tom Hall music, do you?
I do not know that.
And you certainly don't want to leave it with this jury that Lindsay was looking up ways to commit suicide in August of 22, do you?
All I'm presenting is the facts that were presented in front of me.
And a couple more questions, sir. When a user logs into their Facebook, their own Facebook account, it doesn't populate or bring you directly to the actual profile page. It brings you to the homepage, right, that shows your followers and things like that?
I think so. I don't have Facebook or social media, so maybe. I don't know.
That's all I have for this gentleman, Your Honor.
All right. Come up.
I would ask if I could, Judge, could I, the two documents that I was questioning him from, could I introduce those into evidence? I think he agreed that that was part of the search.
Can we just approach?
Sure, yeah.
And, Your Honor, I would offer, if I could, the medical records from the pediatrics associates that...
They're already in evidence.
Well, I'd like to have it focused on that. You know, you don't mind if we put that...
Well, we mark that for identification. We can address whether or not... I want to double-check. I haven't gone through all the records either. Oh, I understand. We'll mark that for identification.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Exhibit for identification.
Sir, just for clarification, before when I was doing direct, if at any point I said August 23rd, 2023, what you did when you did the Wayback Machine was searches for around the time period of August 22nd, 2022, correct?
Correct.
And anything that you looked at that day regarding the search for suicide methods or any of the other places that were visited were August 23rd, 2022, correct?
Correct, 2022.
And the visit to the Grafton Bridge Wikipedia page was at 9:48 a.m., correct, not 10 a.m.?
That visit was at 9:48, correct.
Okay. And defense counsel asked you about the defendant being at the doctor's at 10:15 a.m. Are you aware that it only takes 4 minutes to drive from her home at 47 Summer Street in Duxbury to the Kingston location of the pediatrics?
I was not, and I also wasn't aware that they went to the doctor's.
And you can't tell us who was behind the computer at different times, correct?
No.
You can't tell us whether people used the computer, then got up and let someone else use it, and then went back to using it, correct?
No, you cannot.
You can only show us the data that you observed that day, correct?
That is it, yes.
Okay, thank you.
So, thank you. What has been marked for P for identification, which would constitute the health information records from the South Shore Health, pertinent to the child. You're aware, sir, that the records, or you're aware, sir, you're not aware that the child was brought to the doctor's not at 10:15, but was brought to the doctor's around 10 o'clock in the morning.
I'm not aware of any of that.
And did you know how old the child was?
Sir, my testimony is related to the...
So you don't?
Computer.
The answer is no?
I do not.
No. Okay. So you, is it fair to say, sir, that, I mean, you, from your life experience, that when someone has to bring a child, a young baby, to a doctor, you got to get him dressed, you got to feed him, you got to get in the car, you got to drive, and that's the four-minute ride as well, right?
I'm not privy to any of that information.
Thank you.
All right. Anything further?
No.
All right, thank you, sir. You may sit down. Thank you.
More live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lindsay Clancy is on the way. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.